The Lord is extremely kind, and he does things that we don't comprehend many, many times. But as an additional little note, Jackie, your friend, when she was kneeling in front of the altar, she looked so much like my older sister, it was scary. I have a little tiny sister just like you. It was like watching her. And I kept saying, God, you really want me to say this? And he said, yes. So, sister in Christ, welcome. Now, in order to obey, I want to remind you that our Passover season is still in process. And calling the sons of God to rise is really what we need to be focused on. The sons are to rise from where? From where?
Within.
From within. Okay. Taking a deep understanding of who we are in Christ is something most churches don't want to talk about. They only want to talk about fluff and how to make another dollar. And I'm not complaining. Some of them have huge budgets to meet. And I'm not trying to be critical of them. I am not doing that. That's not my job. Okay? I am not a protester. I'm not going to protest. However, I will say that they're having a hard time. Because a lot of the saints are aware of what's happening in their own hearts. And their obedience levels are changing. And even myself, there was a season where I got seduced and didn't understand the fullness of what God wanted. And when there was a word of knowledge on television or on the radio, I got taken in. And I did that. Later I learned I needed to change. For the sons to arise, if you go to Romans chapter 8, I believe you will get a picture of what the sons are supposed to be doing. And if you've never studied Romans chapter 8, it might be worthwhile to kind of get a good look at what the Word of God says about his sons and who qualifies. Verse 14 says, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Did you see what it says? Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Say, I am led by the Spirit of God.
I am led.
And I will become a son of God when I put my agenda aside. When the me, myself, and I begins to be visible, it is not something that you should be spitting at. When you begin to see yourself, and you see your reactions to certain things, and you see how upset you can get in a matter of seconds. Anybody relate? God is really letting his Spirit shine on you, and he's letting you see who you're really serving. Many years ago, the Holy Spirit began to show me that it was a procedure to let him become my father. I had a rebellious nature. I like to do it my way, and I like to sing it. But I learned that it wasn't really what God wanted. He was trying to make me awake. If I wanted to be a son of God, one of his sons, like the big brother, the selfishness had to disintegrate. The selfish motivations had to be removed. I also did a major work on myself. Anybody relate? I mean, I did all the religious things. Fasted, prayed, got up in the middle of the night, did all these things just to make sure that he was going to love me. What a dummy. That's where I was. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just letting you know where I was. Okay? What a dummy, because all I had to do was look at the tree and see the blood that was running down. And I should have gotten a clue that he loved me first. But it wasn't in there because it wasn't part of my religious training. My heritage of dues in order for God to get happy with me. I had a wonderful list of dues. Dues are all these things. Dues, dues, dues. Workers for him. And I could verify that he had prepared all these works for me, because that way there I felt great about myself. I mean, I wasn't proud at all. I should have heard a few amens. Okay? But I wasn't a son because I wasn't following the leadings of his spirit. I was following the leads of what I wanted, so I could feel good about me. I even whipped up a few sermons to make others go to work. It was then. Now's a different situation. The very first thing that the Lord had to start pushing away from me was the guilt complex. When I feel guilty about anything, I can't receive from God, because after all, I'm guilty. So while I'm guilty, there's no miracle happening to me. It's only for the neighbor. Whichever neighbor you want to choose. After all, they're almost perfect, but look at you, dummy. And I had to learn that it really was not God's opinion that I was a dummy. In fact, he was just the opposite. He said I was wonderfully and beautifully made, Psalm 139. In my mother's womb. I mean, before the whole ball game began, he loved me then. Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus? Are you in the body of Christ? Are you a part of the body? Are you giving of yourself in order to let the Spirit speak through you? Close your eyes. Release your spirit right now. Shakuri shekwele kinyan and kiyama kaya rotari kele koyata. Harana ye rosharata siatea. Hokonami ete roshande kele kola kere koyata. Harana yarada kia rosha rekea. Harani ete roshiara heya. Take a deep breath. Say, listen up, flesh. Listen up, brain. My spirit is more powerful than you.
My spirit is more powerful than you.
And it can shake.
And it can shake.
And break.
And break.
Every dominion.
Every dominion.
That has been set up.
That has been set up.
To tear me down.
To tear me down.
Why did God give you that spirit? of his Son, Jesus Christ. Why did he release that Holy Spirit inside of you as a deposit to change you? Not to leave you the way you are. To take the dummy and crucify it. And put the real man of God and say, yes, I'm a spirit man. I am full of the Holy Ghost. And I love Jesus because he loved me first. That qualifies me for sonship. It's a deposit. Oh, yeah, I can get along without that. Go ahead. Try to buy a car without a deposit. Uh-huh. Buy a house without a deposit. Rent an apartment without a deposit. Go ahead. Then you'll find out that the dummy's still in charge. He should be dead. The dummy should be killed by you. The dummy is what you used to think about yourself. A real man of God says, Jesus loves me so much. He's highly favored me. He has given me grace. He has given me mercy. He has given me all these good things. And all I've got to do is ride it out. And that's the hardest job. Riding it out. Taking it one day at a time. Declaring that his plan is better than yours. That's what sonship will do for you. Sonship, and that includes the women, so don't, ladies, think that he's only got sons. In the spirit, there's no male or female. Verse 1 again, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. If it sets you free, why are you so picky on what God is doing inside of you and inside of me? If you are free to obey Him, and I say if because some of you are on the teeter-totter. I don't know if I really like this. Well, I'll tell you what. Check out with God's opinion what He says about you. And then really have a discussion with Him. Talk about it. With Him. Not with me. I already got my opinion. It's in between these covers. That's where my opinion is. It's His opinion of me that really counts. Look at your neighbor. Say, God's opinion of me is what really counts with me. And it should be the same for you. And if it hasn't yet, get a clue. Amen?
Amen.
Hmm. Now, I couldn't have done that if I was paid to. Verse 3. For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of the sinful man to be a sin offering.
Oh, you mean He did the whole thing all by Himself and He didn't even need me?
Well, He led you to wake up. He led you here tonight. And I am picking on you so that the old dummy will just give up. The dummy's the natural man. He's going by all the circumstances in his life, including his feelings, his emotions, and all of the opinions of men that you can count on both hands. And when you get done with both hands, you can get both feet. Because everybody has, oh, they say. You know what they say? It's the opinion of men. It's the traditions of men. And the traditions of men will lead you into death. Not life. A few weeks ago. No, it's within the past two weeks or so. When you and I were talking about certain things that my sister went through, and she said, you wouldn't agree with me. You just kept giving me back God's opinion. She says, today I can say thanks. Now that was what? 7 years? 6 years? And I still won't agree with her if it doesn't agree with God.
Because you know what? His opinion is 100%. Her opinion will flip around just like your emotions do. How many know your opinion can flip around when your emotions are up and down? Yeah. If you start listening to that and tell me you're a son of God, I'm going to tell you better get another clue. Because you're not. You're listening to all the stuff.
Verse 5. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. What does the Holy Ghost want out of you?
Whew. That's hard to swallow, isn't it? What does the Holy Spirit want out of me? Does he want me like I was yesterday? Absolutely not. He wants me to be new every morning. He wants me to be renewed every day. He's got a pile of grace ready to be dumped down on me if I only will ask him. But if I'm so self-sufficient, guess who gets the grace? I do, because I ask him. If you don't, go without. Go ahead. Have a party. Wear yourself out. Remember who the dummy is. It ain't me. My dummy's dying.
Didn't expect to go there today. But maybe if you have a friend called the dummy, get rid of him. Put him in the fire. He'll burn. They're made out of wood, you know. The sinful mind is hostile to God. Whoops!
What?
The sinful mind is hostile to God. Is that in your scripture? Is that written in Romans 8 for your book? It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so.
So I ain't got time to read the Bible. Well then, go ahead. Feed on whatever you want to feed on. But I like a table that's got good food. If I'm feeding on the Word of God and I get God's opinion about me, I'm going to start feeling better immediately. You got to change how you think, how you respond, and get God's opinion of you. And then things will begin to change for you.
He is no respecter of persons. He's interested in setting you free. That's why he wrote the book. Verse 8. You're not going to like this one. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God.
Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. Try it out for size. Say, if I'm controlled by my sinful nature, there's no way Daddy's going to be happy with me. I can call myself a son all day. Or a daughter all day. He's not going to bow. His opinion's already written. You say, well, you know, I don't have time. Are you enjoying yourself so far? Or are you having a bunch of problems? Maybe you better take time. I remember my biggest war. When I first got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I used to roll out of bed about 15 minutes before I left for work. And what I would eat on my way to lunch, on my way to work. I usually grab something and off I would run. And sometimes when we got a little early, I had to go in a little early, I would sometimes get a cup of coffee and run. And I said to the Lord, there was a
preacher that had given a message about God wanting my first light. He wanted me when I wasn't dead tired at night. I would try to read the Bible at night, and guess what would happen? My nose would hit the page and I'd fall asleep in bed. And he told me that I was not giving him my best. I was giving him my leftovers. So guess what? I said, God, I can't do this. I've never been able to get up in the morning. I don't like getting up in the morning. Would you change me? And guess what he told me? He told me I could do like when you go to a game of baseball and somebody slides to home base. He said, start by putting your alarm clock tomorrow morning 5 minutes earlier. And every 3 days, add 2 or 3, 4 minutes, depending on what you feel up to. And you know what? Pretty soon I had slid to home base and I was giving him 20 minutes every morning. That's not even 1% of the 24 hours. 20 minutes. I would sit in the kitchen all by myself, and then I said, God, I need a hunger for your word because your opinion is changing me. Pretty soon, he would wake me up around 2, 3 o'clock in the morning when the house was still and quiet, and all the little saints were sleeping, including the dog. I would sit and I would study. I'd go back to bed and sleep. The alarm clock would ring and I'd rehearse what God had given me in the middle of the night. And you know, he hasn't changed. He's still doing it. Because I let him have his way. And you know something? I'm not any more tired than I used to be. Because when I have his energy, he carries me. And he can carry you too. He's a big papa. And he loves you. If you haven't fallen in love with his word, ask him to do so. Ask him to create that love flow. Ask him to create that desire. And you know what? He's wise enough to give you a desire that's beyond you. Verse 10. If Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in me. How is he going to energize you? By his Holy Spirit, who lives on the inside of you. How's he going to heal your mind? How's he going to heal your heart? By his Spirit, who lives inside of you. Verse 12, therefore, brothers, we have an obligation. But it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. Hoo, hoo, hoo. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So rise to the occasion. You want to be led by the Spirit? Ask him. You want apple pie next week? Ask him. You want a strawberry shortcake? Ask him. I'm being facetious, but I'm being honest. Some of you don't get because you don't ask. You say, well, he's too busy. I've got news for you. He's not too busy.
He says, I stand at the door and knock, and you won't even respond. You won't even talk to me. I used to tell him all of the good things and never told him about my hurts. When I got wounded, I'd keep it to myself. Finally, he taught me, let's go for a walk. So we would go for a walk. And when I would start my walk, it would sound a little bit like this. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for today. I want to thank you for everything that you're doing. I don't know what you want from me, Lord, but I do know this. I'm having a hard time with so-and-so. Oh, yes, Lord. And the other one, that one that did this and did that, Lord, I'm going to give them back to you because I know you've got a plan to heal them just like you're wanting to heal me. And I give you praise, Lord Jesus, for everything that's going on, even the things that are falling apart, even the bills that aren't getting paid right now because the money's not there. But I'm going to thank you that you're my supply and I'm not. Amen. That's a good one. Hear me. While you're worshiping and giving him praise, then get quiet and wait for a response. Sit down in your favorite chair and rest a while and say, Lord, now it's my turn to listen. And I've got my paper and my pencil, and I'm ready to write whatever you tell me. How many know God has no problems with your penmanship? It may not be perfect, but he can use your hand to write a letter to you. Because of his spirit inside of you. It's happened many, many times when I've reread some of the things that he gave me over the years. By the way, young lady, you had a word the other day. And I found a book, a little pad, about yay by yay, 1986. And in it was a word given by, Lord have mercy, can't I remember the name of the saints?
Flins.
The Flins, right. Do you remember the Flins that came from PTL? They used to go on PTL back 30 years ago. Howard Flynn? I'm not sure. Anyway, his wife was a very tiny little lady, like your friend there. And he was a big, giant man. I mean giant. Close to 300, if not over. And 6 foot two, maybe, or more. And he had a word of knowledge, and I had written it down. It was for Gary. And it was brand new all over again. 1986, Grace Church of Christ. You know, don't underestimate what he's capable of giving you when you least expect it. That word, when I gave it to my son, because it was a busy day, but it wasn't that busy that I couldn't tell him, look, I was just looking in this place where I have some old pads, and this pad was from 1986, son, and you were with me. The word of knowledge came that Sunday morning by the Flints. And I had the date. And the word was, you will be a mighty warrior. And it was a confirming word because he's heard this many times before. But it was brand new. Because he needed to be refreshed. Now close your eyes. Father, these that have listened to this message have a desire to rise to sonship. They want to be like their big brother. But sometimes they're like me. They listen to the dummy.
I'm asking you for grace for them. I'm asking you to create a hunger in their hearts, to lift them up higher than they've ever been before, to make them one by your Spirit, to give them the grace that they need to listen. And then when they listen, to write it down, and then to carry it out, so that they will qualify for sonship. I give you praise, my Father, that you have chosen to lift them up tonight and to strengthen them and to give them traveling mercies as they go forward in obedience. And Lord, as they obey, the grace they need will carry them for the rest of the way, just like you did with me. I heard that amen, Mark. I appreciate it. Do I get any other amen? May the anointing of the Holy One of Israel carry you forth through the rest of this week. Be prepared to intercede for the mothers during the week. Because some mothers, as you know now with the news that we've got, are missing their children. You know, it may be 10 years when you lose somebody that you love. But it's like yesterday when the one that's guilty of their death, especially for New York and all over the nations, because really, there were people from many different countries in that building or buildings. But you know what? They were sacrificed unto the Most High. And remember, many who listened to the Son of and His Holy Spirit never went to work. Many got delayed, couldn't get to their building until it was already set on fire. Some of them got there late and saw what had happened on 9/11. Some ran down the stairs. Some escaped at the last moment. Why? Because they were listening to the Spirit. The Holy Spirit. I remember the testimony of one young lady. Her alarm clock had been set an hour and a half later than usual. She doesn't remember how come. But when it rang, she put the TV on and she went to pick up the phone to call her agency that she worked for to tell them that she was going to be late. And they said, guess what? Don't come in. The building's on fire. Did an angel go over and adjust the alarm? I rest my case. Final scripture. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Share some hugs with each other. Listen to Him and obey Him.